The following Dharma talk was recorded in May 2014 in Excelsior Spring, Missouri. It is one of 21 recordings from the retreat called Insight Dialogue, taught by Gregory Kramer. The retreat was sponsored by Mid-America Dharma. If you like this recording, you can find more talks at www.midamericadharma.org. For questions, we welcome your emails sent to info@midamericadharma.org. Gregory Kramer is the founder and guiding teacher of Metta Programs and has been teaching insight meditation since 1980. He developed the practice of insight dialogue and has been teaching it since 1995. Gregory is the author of numerous books. Find out more at www.metta.org.
There's a verse in the Dhammapada that speaks of the spoon that doesn't know the flavor of the soup. And the tongue knows the flavor of the soup immediately. And in such a way the developed person, upon meeting one who is wise, immediately knows the taste of wisdom. Just upon the touch, like the soup touching the tongue, and the flavor is known. That immediate, that simple, that direct, does the good person recognize this flavor, this wisdom, in a person? And wisdom is one of those words that, like, what the heck does that mean? And yet there's a flavor. And you're invited to inquire into this flavor. And one way to begin doing this is by to reflect on your contact with that person or those people with whom you've had contact, where you've tasted that. And the tongue knows the taste of the soup. There's no assumption that a wise person is perfect in every aspect of the personality. Don't worry about that. But the flavor, the taste of wisdom, be concerned with that. And the great challenge and opportunity here is to speak the truth. It would be very easy to say, oh, I met this guy and I met this woman and I met, you know, just sort of rattle off your wise person's list. Not so helpful. What's the actual experience in this moment as you recollect the wisdom? Try to touch what is wordless, but you're trying anyway to name what was perceived, because when you do, it's alive now. And if it's not alive, let it go. You don't have to have words for it to speak. But if you're going to speak, let the experience be present. So ineffable, this thing we call wisdom, and sometimes so stunning, so obvious. And as obvious it is, as it is, it still may not be easy to name. You see for yourself. And if you're listening deeply, and your partner is actually speaking the truth, wow, the truth of wisdom received with wise attention. How good is that? And let's remember that wisdom can be gentle, delicate, not blaring, and still have that flavor. Listen deeply. Speak the truth. Just taking the opportunity to check your practice internally. You know, how's the mindfulness while I'm speaking? The presence or absence of the pause? As I'm listening, perhaps, or as I'm speaking, the sense of turning to the impermanence, the don't know mind. And continuing with this investigation, just as the tongue knows the flavor, the spoon doesn't, but the tongue does. The tongue knows the flavor of the soup. The person can know if they're ready, if they're not the spoon, if they're the tongue, the flavor of wisdom. Touch the flavor. The contact. The experience. Trusting emergence. Just, what is this? Let me ask a question. In speaking the truth, of experience, of contacting the wisdom. Do you experience it as truth? Do you experience the wisdom here and now? As alive in you right now? And this is now the inquiry, the reflection. Can you taste the soup of your own wisdom? Not deny that it's possible, that it's actually right here. And what is that flavor? It has no words, but somehow, perhaps generosity will arise and you'll say what you can about it. So take your time. Remember those few words spoken in truth. How does it resonate, this wisdom, in the heart now? How does it live in the body? How do you experience the mind states associated with wisdom? The actions, the perspective, the function of wisdom, the glimmer of wisdom. Please take your time, there's no rush. Listening deeply, speaking the truth, no rush. The slower you go, the more quickly you arrive. Our culture may have trained us to be doubting or even cynical, or maybe even doubting the possibility or the existence of wisdom. And yet, the mind becoming sensitive in meditation maybe can begin to recognize it, can recognize the flavor. We transform from spoons into tongues. It can actually taste the soup. The soup's been there. And turning that sensitivity inward, we can see where those perhaps bright flashes of wisdom that we've experienced in others that could cut through maybe some of our dullness around wisdom. Well, something is alive in us. and we begin to recognize the wisdom right here. But this practice, it's relational, you know. So recognizing the wisdom internally and perhaps externally as well. Maybe you've heard a word of insight or understanding from your meditation partner already. Maybe wisdom is sitting in front of you, as well as inside of you. I don't know. But if it is, be generous. Speak it. It doesn't have to be a lightning bolt. It could just be a flicker of recognition in the eyes. A well-chosen word that points to letting go, perhaps. See what's here. It's a good time to trust emergence, you know? You don't know what'll come up, what someone sitting opposite you might recognize in you that maybe you didn't even see. Who knows? And you might want to thank your partner for being so wise, and we'll join together in the group.